Sunset Anthony Police, Avenue 363. How may I help you?
Hi, I have two gentlemen at my cafe that are refusing to make a purchase or leave. I'm at the Starbucks at 18th and Spruce.
All right, police will be on as soon as possible.
Thank you. Bye.
That 911 call, which lasted less than 20 seconds, led to 3 days of protests that took over the store, 2 city probes, and a personal apology from the head of Starbucks to the 2 black men who were arrested while allegedly waiting for a friend. Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson has called the incident reprehensible. The company announced today that it plans to close all of its stores for an afternoon next month, so that all of its employees can attend racial bias training. There are still a lot of unanswered questions about why the 2 were arrested, and the coffee giant is on the receiving end of a lot of them. But experts say the city's police department also has explaining to do, as WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports.
The charged incident has fueled protests and painted every corner of the internet, in part because more than a couple people think the Philadelphia Police Department made the wrong move. The unidentified men were arrested for trespassing after they refused to leave the Center City store. An employee called 911 after they refused to leave when they were told they could not use the bathroom without buying anything, per Starbucks policy. 6 officers responded to the scene, and after asking them to leave 3 more times, they arrested the 2 men.
I don't think that there was misconduct per se committed by the officers, but perhaps poor discretion was exercised.
Phil Stinson is a criminologist who teaches at Bowling Green State University in Ohio. He says officers didn't have to handcuff and detain the men for 8 hours at a police station.
They could have removed them from the Starbucks and simply sent them on their way. That certainly would have been within the discretion of the police officers, and it would have been completely appropriate to do. And I would suggest, if it weren't black individuals, black males, that may well have been what happened.
Philadelphia's police watchdog group agrees. The officers seem to act within the law, but they could have made different choices. Hans Menos heads the city's police advisory commission. He says when a scene has racial overtones like the one at Starbucks did, cops should take extra time before acting.
What I would love to see is one day that officers show up to a scene like this and they are, you know, doing a bit of an assessment, a bit of a reflection, and say, well, you know, is this manager who's calling us, does she have some bias issues that are unresolved? And maybe she called us and she could have solved this problem differently.
The commission has asked the police department to look at any videos of the incident and to interview all of the citizens and officers involved. In a Facebook video posted a few days after the arrests, Police Commissioner Richard Ross stood by the officers, saying they acted professionally and followed protocol.
It is important for me to say that, in short, these officers did absolutely nothing wrong.
Ross also briefly addresses the public outrage swirling around the incident.
I will say that as an African-American male, I am very aware of implicit bias. We are committed to fair and unbiased policing, and anything less than that will not be tolerated in this department.
The department has also launched an internal investigation into the incident. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.